Take item four, please.
Item four, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, providing an informational report on third quarter professional service contract notifications received from July 1, 2014 through September 30, 2014, pursuant to Section 56.30 sub 8 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Morning. This is just a report of the professional service contracts for the third quarter of 2014. This just lists all of the contracts that were entered into during that period. The contracts will have plus signs next to them if there is an increase to the contract from the original amount, showing the total contract now and the increased dollar amount to those items. And it will also give you the date that the contract was initiated and any approval by the county board or whether the vendor was DBE certified or not. All of this is based upon the information that we received from departments prior to encumbrance of the amounts. It's not an indication that this will end up being the final amount that is paid, but it's the amount that's entered into for the contract. Because in some cases, they may make a determination later that they didn't need all of the dollars that are indicated here. So this is the report as of the third quarter. Supervisor Mayer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Controller, do you have how much waivers you have in the DBE and how much is that? Because I know we get an annual report, a monthly report from the DBE office, but I want to know if these are the contracts that was issued. How much total of waivers and how much money was waived? Do you have that?
No, I don't.
Can you get that for me?
I can work with them and see what I can get on that, yeah.
Because you don't have, because you say plus if this was waived or not, it's just how many contracts you have as a plus will come up.
Right, because this just indicates whether the vendor was DBE certified.
Correct.
And then whether they were notified of it, because there may be a subcontractor or whatever to it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you explain how some of these increases are approved? Some of these larger ones that their original approval dates back. Let me try and pull a page. Page 6 of 12. G4S. Originally approved back in 2010, but the contract jumps from 9.7. It has a almost $2 million increase. That didn't come back. So it's not come back to us since 2010, even though it has a $2 million increase? Or what am I seeing there?
I would have to take a look at that and seeing how the original contract, but I can get back to you regarding that.
Okay.
My assumption is that the increase would have required, but the point might have, I'll have to look at it to make sure.
Okay. Other ones, page 2, Engberg Anderson on the baggage claim building remodel, a $500,000 increase in their fee. Nothing about county board approval. I'm just wondering how these things get approved for increases without any apparent
right.
Oversight at those levels.
Yeah.
Sorry, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it possible that the committee and the board sees some of these actions through fund transfers?
No, it.
No.
That wouldn't be the method. The thing I'm thinking regarding the capital projects. We've been implementing the changes from Act 14, and the original requirements for Act 14. Some of that, there is another state statute regarding some of these, and I will get you a status on the reasons for these.
Okay. I appreciate it. I mean, I had no specific concern about either of those, or no reason to specifically be concerned about them. It's just the
right
the scale and the level of increase sort of raised my awareness of them anyway. Other questions? Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Will the response be given to all committee members?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll issue a response for the next committee. I'll do a formal report.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey?
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb did ask part of my question. I'm not clear on just even what the symbols mean. You've got excluded from county board approval, and under that column, you've got C's and A's. Could you explain that?
Yeah, that should be at the top of the first page. And that's the only... A would be that it was a capital project, and that under our old rules that anything from the original county ordinance indicated that any capital project, as long as the capital project was approved by the county board, that the department could enter into a contract with anybody regarding that capital project. So as long as the capital project was approved, they could enter into any capital project agreement with a vendor. Now, as a result of Act 14, we're going back and taking a look at all of those items, and we I know as of January 1st we're working through those, where those are going to have to all start coming back through the board and those types of things. But we had been honoring that original resolution, but we are putting those now all under Act 14. Capital and major maintenance, B, there were some exceptions for capital and major maintenance that was originally under the ordinances. And operating contracts under $100,000, that's under the Act 14. That anything under 100 does not have to come back. And then D is just an annual T&M contract. So I will take a look back regarding the items, and I'll get you a summary as to where we're at in implementing all of this. It'll also give an indication of where we're at with implementing all of the parts of Act 14 regarding contracts.
Thank you. I mean, I'm starting to understand how complicated your job can be. I guess some of these things were grandfathered in from approvals before Act 14. Act 14 came along, and new contracts were issued, and then Act 14 did apply. But just generally from a policy perspective, is it correct that the comptroller's office will look at these contracts and determine whether they comply with the laws in terms of have they been approved? Do they need approval? That kind of issue.
Correct. That's our responsibility.
And then the other question I had was with regard to armor. And of course you point out on the chart that armor contract was pursuant to court approval. Is it approaching $30 million? I guess I'm asking a question: is does the court even ask questions about the wherewithal of the county budget to pay some of this, or do they just make court orders? Do you even know the answers to that?
The armor one, I think, is based upon the court order, and therefore, as a result, that was the reasoning behind the approval. But the total dollar amount right now that's in there is $19 million.
Was it plus another...
And then there would be, but it's plus the 9, but the total accumulated is $19 million right now that the contract is valued at. So the dollar amount above it shows where the total contract value is at the present time.
Okay, so I shouldn't add those two numbers
together. No. It's just indicating what the increase occurred to the contract, and the total contract value is now at $19
million. I guess the way you can avoid all of this is to go in and get court orders, and then apparently the sky's the limit.
I guess that would be allowed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I won't ask Mr. Mansky to answer that, but it's interesting. Thank you.
Right. Other questions?
It's an informational report.
I was going to do that.
Supervisor Mayo?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, can we receive and place this on file, please?
Sure. The motion is to receive and place on file. On the motion.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 4 be recommended to be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you. Item 5, please.